Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to Him and we praise His holy name. Let me encourage you from the book of 1 John chapter 3 verses 2 and 3. Dear friends, now we are children of God and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as Jesus is pure. Hallelujah. What a beautiful word of exhortation and reminder of eternal coming of the Lord God Almighty and the eternal living of the Church of Jesus with the Lord forever and ever. My dear brothers and sisters, for some the concept of heaven is a place of peaceful resting. Others envision it as filled with golden streets and sounds of beautiful music. For most of us, the thought of reuniting with the loved ones is comforting. However, the most thrilling anticipation for every believer is when he reflects about heaven is surely the moment of seeing our Savior face to face. I love that. Face to face, seeing the Lord. I was encouraged to read from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13 to 17. And that's where, Apostle Paul is encouraging the church at Thessalonica. And he says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also, which sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And then verse 18 says, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Isn't that amazing? I love that. My dear brothers and sisters, today let's comfort one another by assuring one another that Jesus is coming soon, perhaps today. The signs of the time tell us that Jesus is coming as per the prophecies, as per what Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 24 and all the other prophecies of the old that lines up with the events that are happening today. Let's get prepared to meet with Jesus and anticipate the joy it will be to greet our Savior and to fully see and know when the crooked ways are straightened and the dark things shall be plain. And that's what we are called to do. Hallelujah. So encourage one another, bless one another with this assurance that the Word of God gives us that we will be with Jesus forever and ever. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are highly favored and we are the children of the Most High God. And we thank you for keeping us in the land of the living so that one more day we will praise you. One more day there'll be gratitude in our hearts. One more day we will preach the gospel to the nations. One more day we will save somebody, O Lord God Almighty, from sin and save somebody from hell in the name of the Lord. That's what I pray, O God, an opportunity to save souls, an opportunity to live for Christ. We give you the praise. Today, Lord, I pray that let that assurance of your coming, Lord, reign supreme in our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I pray that you'll give us the grace to overcome any and every challenge. I thank you for your flock as they, Lord, step out to their jobs and to their businesses and running the errands for the day. I speak your blessings upon them. Keep them from the evil one and bless them. Enlarge their territory and increase their borders for the glory of your name. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I take authority over every demon of infirmity. I cast it out from their bodies in Jesus' name. And I command their bodies to be healed and made whole by the power of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. For by your stripes and by your wounds, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.